Alright, so we're here, Two In Sports Podcast. I'm here with my boy Andrew. We're going to talk some Twins, talk some baseball, off season, and some predictions for the upcoming season. I think we can get right into it. What should we talk about first, Twinkies?
Yeah, let's talk some Twins.
Okay. There's some rumors floating around that the Twins could be interested in trading for Francisco Lindor. Is there any truth to those rumors?
I did see that too. I mean, I sure hope so. That'd be a big addition, but I don't really see that happening.
I think
in division trade like that would just not really work. We'd have to give up probably Royce Lewis at least, and I don't know if that'd be worth it in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
So he's gonna want a big deal.
But we do have the cap to give it to him. We're one of like those teams in the league that could take on a Lindor contract, like a mega deal. But with Royce Lewis, like, I feel like Royce Lewis would have to be part of that trade. Or Kirilloff, but, like, I don't know.
That's putting up a lot.
It is. Either one of those guys, even, like, straight
best,
up, I don't know.
He's one of the best young players in the game, but, you know, at some point, you gotta look towards the future and what you have in-house, and I think the Twins have good options there.
Mm-hmm. But, like, let's talk about Royce Lewis. So, like, came in. His first year in the MLB was rated top 10 prospect. That's, like, high expectations. But,
yeah.
Like, a couple years later, he's the number one. He's number one prospect in the MLB, right? So, like, this kid has tons of high expectations to live up to. And he's had some pretty crappy seasons the past couple years.
Yeah, he hasn't really showed out like a number one prospect. But he's still super young. They drafted him out of high school. And he's climbed up the rankings. He seems like he's got the right mindset to be a number one pick. I know a lot of players don't. I think you could look at Buxton and say he just wasn't cut out for being the number one pick and having
That's
all funny. That hype. But I think he's got it, and he just needs a little more time to develop. He'll probably start in Double A or Triple A, which is the Saints now, which is big.
That is big.
That's
I saw that.
Very
That's
big.
It's pretty cool that we could go 20 minutes and just watch the AAA team instead of it being, was it Rochester, New York, right? Not
yeah.
even Rochester, Minnesota. It was all the way in New York, so there's no chance of seeing our top prospects play. But now it's 20 minutes down the road, and I'm psyched. That's a huge, is a huge thing for the Twins. I think it grows their fan base even more.
It does. It's not just, you know, a fan advantage. You know, it's gonna really help the fan base for sure. But it's also competitively having your top players that close and kind of intermingling the development staffs and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Is a big competitive advantage that not a lot of teams have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to touch on
very,
that. The,
yeah.
like, being able to have, like, the Twins fans become fans of that, like, younger team will allow, like, those top prospects to know, like, what to expect and have that big stage going into like the major leagues when if they make it there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with Royce Lewis coming up, it'll be good for him to have that super nice stadium to play in and as a AAA player and have that Twins fan base come and watch him play just for him. It'll like make sure he knows that like we've been waiting for him, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like number one pick, like get up here, we're ready for you.
And you know, it's a lot of people went to the Saints games as is when they're an independent team.
Mostly
now,
sold out, yeah.
Now it's going to be, I think, even more because these players
yeah.
are, you know, just a step away from the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to just go over there and watch the future of the franchise play, I think that'll be a lot of fun and great for the fans.
And I think it's also huge for just having that team so close. Like, with the team in Rochester, if the Twins want to call up somebody for the game today,
exactly.
there's no chance.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or if they do get there, it's a 3-hour plane ride, and they're like super like messed up for the game, and then they just don't perform. They get sent right back down. So it's gonna be huge for them to just take an Uber over to the stadium and take their hacks. You know what I mean? Like it's gonna be a huge advantage for the players in that sense.
I think there's a light rail line that goes
mm-hmm.
right from Target Field to CHS Field, I think
mm-hmm.
it's called.
Yep.
Which, oh, that's awesome. I'm very excited about that. You know, in a league where competitive advantages are just, they just disappear once people
very
catch on.
By, yeah.
This is one that, you know, might be a little sustainable
mm-hmm.
for the team because it's pretty difficult to get that close proximity to your AAA team.
Especially with that nice of a stadium. Like, that gives the AAA players that platform to become that much better, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And like I said, getting engaged in the, like, fan base at a young age.
Exactly. I think they could... I did hear that they're going to try to intertwine their development, so they might send a coach over there and then have them send a coach over, which is just, you know, which is just great to switch up the voices that are being told to these guys and get these players ready for the, what the big leagues will be like. And yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I just can't stress it enough.
Along with that, like, those development, like, those scouts even going over just to CHS Field and watching the AAA guys instead of, like, having to watch them on TV to see whether or not they should be called up. Like, actually going and sitting in a box and seeing them in person, you know what I mean? And seeing them, how they, like, interact with their teammates and how they, like, perform pitch by pitch by pitch, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, being able to see that much more of their game will allow, I feel like, more players to come up who, like, deserve it, you know what I mean?
Yep, for sure. So the Twins have been a little quiet recently.
They have been.
They did let Eddie Rosario go. What do you think of that?
I mean, I feel like a few years ago I was a huge Rosario guy before I, like, really, like, looked in depth at how, like, valuable he was to the Twins organization,
mm-hmm.
which I think the answer to that is he was valuable in the sense that he was a huge, like, fan favorite. All
exactly.
the fans loved him, you know what I mean? Like, even at Target Field games, like, you'd hear chants, Eddie, every time he came up to bat. Like,
yeah.
he was probably the number one fan favorite on this baseball team. So, like, seeing him go, like, it's sad because I know the fan base is losing a big player, but, like, if you look in depth at the stats, like, on paper, his stats don't look terrible. Like, his average home run, RBIs, but he's so streaky, and he's so inconsistent, and, like, when you look in depth, like, he just is not even an above average outfielder.
No. Defensively, he's really... garbage, or has
very
become
subpar.
Garbage.
I mean, he does have the occasional
play, but overall, he's really not providing much defensively. And offensively, he's got the pop, he's got the home runs, he's got the average, drives in a lot of runs,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, he just cannot walk for the life of him.
Mm-mm, no.
And he'll strike out a ton, and
yeah.
really look at it, he's really a league average hitter according to some metrics, but he's just got the surface stats that fans like, and
mm-hmm.
he's got that swagger to his game that
yep.
really drew a lot of fans to it.
For sure, yep, he does have that swagger. Twins, have they made any signings yet? I think there's been a lot of rumors.
It's been a rumor. The
rumor
mill has
rumors
been turning.
Has
sure.
been turning for the Twins. Obviously, we have a lot of cap space. We signed Donaldson, that huge deal, but no one even comes close to that contract from the rest of the team. I think the second closest was Rosario, and he's gone now. So
yeah.
that also opens up a ton of cap space because he was, what, $10 million if we tendered him? I am not paying that much
no.
for Rosario.
No,
so, like,
he's not worth it.
Rumor mill has been turning. We've been rumored to be interested in, you know, we were interested in Lance Lynn before he went to the Sox, which was a big blow for us, I think. I think Lance
you
Lynn
think
to the
so?
Sox. I think that just gives them that upgrade. I mean, they have Keuchel, they have Giolito, who are both... I mean, Giolito is
yeah,
on
I
base.
Like Giolito a lot.
Keuchel is an above-average starting pitcher, and Lance Lynn just adds another above-average starting. He had a great year last year. Huge bounce-back year for Lance Lynn. Former Twin, might we add.
Yeah, of course.
But huge bounce-back year last year with the Rangers, and then just coming to Chicago, I feel like as a number three starter, Lance Lynn is very, very top of the line for number three in the MLB.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't... by Keuchel necessarily being what he was last year. I mean, it was 60
mm-hmm.
games, and you know, I just don't see him really replicating that on a full season slate. But, you know, Giolito, I really am a big fan of his. They got some pieces in that bullpen too, and their offense obviously is a big threat. So I think
mm-hmm.
clearly the Twins, if they want to repeat division championships three times in a row, they're going to have to compete with Chicago, which,
yeah.
you know, it's really in the Twins' control, though. I mean,
it is.
Last two, Chicago had a grip on the division last year,
mm-hmm.
but they faltered late, and the Twins took advantage. So I think it's the Twins' division to lose for sure. White Sox, the Lance Lynn deal was it was big. And if he can keep up what he's doing in Texas, then they'll be in good shape for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of division rivals, I don't know. I think the Indians do trade Lindor this offseason.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, the rumor mill, Ken Rosenthal said the other day that Twins could be a surprise dark horse for Lindor, but, I mean, like you said, I don't think that an interdivisional trade happens.
No.
I think to get Lindor from a divisional opponent, we'd have to give up the world, which I'm not interested
I'm not
in doing.
For.
I
definitely would like an upgrade at shortstop.
Yep, with Polanco having a down year, and I mean,
he did have the injury.
He's on a very team-friendly contract, though.
He is.
3 more years left on his $7 million a year.
And he is a year removed from being the starting all-star shortstop.
Exactly. So
League.
We're not just going to give up on him after a shortened season.
You can't really
justice,
look too much
I mean.
At 2020 for anything.
I mean, Luis Arraez obviously popping off as a top hitter in the MLB.
Yeah, I love him.
He's
a great player.
He comes up to the plate and you know what you're getting from him. Like he's going to make contact and he's either going to get on base or he's going to ground out. So,
yeah.
Like you know what you're getting, but
I mean
he hit over 330 last year. Like
he's
just a great average hitter.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you want at numbers 1 and 2 in your lineup in the MLB these days, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. There's been rumors about Trevor Story from Colorado and in a deal that would include Arraez and some prospects, which I don't know if I would do just because Arraez, we've only had him for like a year, and I still think
he
has time to improve into like...
He does.
I don't know, but like Trevor Story is a superstar. Like, he could upgrade our team so much.
He could.
But giving up Arraez would be like... I don't know, like a punch in the gut at this point.
Yeah,
like I feel like he's already becoming a fan favorite.
He is. He's just got a passion the way he plays. Like
mm-hmm.
he takes pitches and
does this
little shake for every take, and that's exciting to see. Is it for a guy with almost zero power to still be productive?
He's got the passion. I mean, it's very fun to watch.
Yeah, I think Twins. They really just need off-season's needs are probably. Replace Marwin Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
I think
they
maybe
could
add
do.
A pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yep.
a reliever or two. And I think
yeah.
they'll be set.
So you think the offense is good?
Yeah, if they can
You're
replace
Polanco at shortstop, who can't seem to make any plays.
I mean,
I'd
obviously
from shortstop.
I would take an upgrade on offense any day.
I mean... What if they could include, like, if Colorado asked for, like, Polanco and, like, Larnach and then, like, Blazevic?
No, I'm not.
No?
I'm not,
You're not doing that?
I'm not giving up Blazevic. I think
You're
he's...
Not. Yeah.
We don't really have any huge
After
top pitching prospects
yeah.
for starters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think him and Yoán Duran are our top two
I think they could have called
starters.
Out Duran last year, but...
Yeah, I'm excited for him. He
Me
should
too.
Be good.
Let's see. Let's talk pitching for a minute. Rumor mill, Twins, like we said, interested in Lance Lynn before he got dealt. Sonny Gray, there's been tons of rumors that the Twins have offered a bunch of deals to the Reds that have all been turned down for Sonny Gray. But also some interest in Masahiro Tanaka, the former Yankees pitcher. I mean, what do you think of bringing in either of those guys?
I'd love Sonny Gray. I've been saying that the Twins, if they could add a 3 or a 2 starter, that would just be perfect. Because I'm not buying Michael Pineda as just a number 3 starter. I mean, he's good, but I don't really know why he's doing so good just out of nowhere. But, hey, if he can keep going, I mean, that's great. But I think if we could add a guy like Sonny Gray who, you know, Kenta Maeda's obviously the number one pitcher on the team.
He's an ace.
He is an ace.
And Jose Barrio, we've been saying that for the past 5 years. When's he going to break out as that ace? But maybe it'll never happen. Maybe his career
maybe
two
he
guys.
Could be, yeah,
maybe
he
his
could
career
be a two
three,
or three.
You know what I mean?
And if
so
Sonny
like,
Gray came in, that would just immediately bump our rotation up to probably one of the best in the league,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Yeah, with Pineda as a 4, that'd be insane.
And
even,
maybe, I don't know who would be the 5.
Yeah.
Maybe Dobnak for a little bit until
is
prospect
a
is ready.
I like Dobnak.
Yeah.
But... Also, Tanaka, I feel like he he would be a good addition too. You know what I mean? Like he's had an actually really good career in New York, but I think Tanaka coming in, he would be our number three guy, and I think Berríos would be our two.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Tanaka is interested in Deal being like the number three guy. You know what I mean? I feel like pitchers like that, like free agent pitchers nowadays, are always looking for those like, you're gonna be the number one guy. You know, you're gonna be the number two guy. Like Trevor Bauer is not gonna go to organization with an ace in it. You know what I mean?
Well,
he
the
could.
Mets.
I mean, like,
Mets
I mean,
the
Mets, but like, I mean, like, those pitchers want that reassurance that you're gonna like.
Yeah, for
they're
sure.
They're gonna
they,
get as many games as you can give them. You know what I mean?
They would definitely like to be the top guy in the staff, and I don't blame them. But if you go to a team with just an established pitching staff like the Twins have, that can only just help you, I think, as a player, and to have those guys around you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. There's been tons of rumors for the Twins. Like you said, replacing Marwin,
it's gotta be a priority.
Should
be
a big thing for the Twins. I mean, he was just like,
he was
a huge aspect of our team. I mean, he was horrible on offense, but he played
every
position.
I
mean,
that versatility is definitely big.
All our starters rest. It's a huge, huge thing for any team.
Yeah, him and Adrianza in that utility role just could be upgraded.
And there have been rumors to the Twins linking to Kike Hernandez, a former Dodger. Tons of rumors about that. I mean, played second, short, third, first. Played everywhere in the infield and played some left field too. So he's like a Marwin type guy, just a better hitter.
Yeah, he's good against lefties, decent against righties, but yeah, like you said, better than Marwin with the bat for sure. And they love him in LA, and I think they'd love him here too. I'd like to see a Tommy La Stella or Jurickson
like
Profar.
Yeah.
I would really
like
to see that. Yeah,
on like
to fill that role. I think
like
they
a
could
1 year
it.
Deal.
I mean,
how many years would
you
give a Kike or a Profar?
I might give Kike 2, and I might go, 2 for both. I think would be good.
Yeah,
because we just have guys that you can't give them a big long term thing, and they don't deserve it. But yeah, we just have guys that could be ready soon. So 2 years to have that kind of that player on the team would be good.
Right, and with, I'm trying to think of outfielders who, like, backed us up last year. Like, Jake Cave, that's huge for, like, outfielders to get that rest day, especially Buxton, because there's always something to do with him. But
when you look at the team, you gotta look at the fourth outfielder, because with Buxton, they could be seeing a lot of time.
Yeah, and
so
I've seen rumors linking them with Adam Duvall. Last year he was a Brave, I believe.
He was in the Braves, yeah.
Really good southpaw hitter.
Yeah.
Hits for power. I would take it as a number four outfielder for sure.
Yeah,
I mean he's.
It doesn't have to be a center fielder either, because Kepler can easily slide over.
Slide anywhere in the outfield.
And yeah, Duvall would be. He'd be okay. I would like to see Larnach in the four spot at some point.
Yeah.
So I don't know about bringing in.
Yeah, I don't know when he gets there though, because. You know they like to breed those players in the minor leagues.
Yeah, I know.
For the baseball, it's so much different than any other sport in that aspect. Like, most of them spend like 5-6 years down there before they get a chance at MLB.
Yeah,
if they make
guys,
it to MLB.
There's that lefty on the White Sox. I'm not sure of his name, but he throws like 101, and he got drafted this year. Like he was a 2020 draft pick.
Right.
Debuted on the team in 2020, which I'd like to see more of, because
never see it.
You know, that immediate impact, I think, is huge.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But then you can talk about like other guys who the minor league just like kills them. Like another argument towards your point is like guys who get drafted in the first round or even like top five players and being in the minors just derails their whole development schedule, and then they're just because most of the guys coming out of college are ready for the big leagues. Most. Like if you're being picked in the first round, you should be ready to like face those big time players. You know what I mean?
For sure, college players, I think 2 years should be good for them at most, maybe even one in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's I mean, these guys that come in and make an immediate impact like that,
yeah,
would just be big, but you think you'd need a high draft pick for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the Twins having that anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be competitive for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so as well. But, you know, the Twins do have, like, first-round prospects that they've drafted in the past couple of years that have been, like, pretty good in the minors. Like, who drafted last year? Aaron Sabato? He's a DH.
Yeah.
From North Carolina. I mean, got him at, like, 25, but hits a lot of home runs.
He does.
Speaking of hitting a lot of home runs, let's talk about Nelson Cruz. I mean, there's been tons of rumors about him not returning to the team next year. I don't know if I really want to pay, like, a 42-year-old $15 a year for 2 years. Like, we keep saying this every year, but, like, at some point, it's got to start going a little bit down. You know what I mean? But, like, that's what we said last year, and he just put up the best season of his career. So, like, I don't understand. This man is just ageless, or, like,
yeah, he's
it's
a freak of nature.
It's gonna happen sometime, but I don't think I want to pay him $30 million over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why
definitely not a 2 year deal for me.
Yeah, I mean, one
I
year
take
I'd be
him
fine
on
with,
one
yeah.
year, but 2 year,
a little
I
much
mean,
for
even when he regresses, he'll still be an above average hitter easily. Because
mm-hmm.
right now he is, it's insane. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah,
but he has been ridiculous the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And really, just probably the key piece of our offense. And losing
mm-hmm.
that would be huge. But I'd like to see young guys get a chance.
Yep, and I've
and
heard...
invest in some other areas
yeah.
of the team.
There's been tons of rumors about that DH spot for the Twins. Checking in with guys like Kyle Schwarber, who's not
like
attended
that.
By the Cubs. But other guys even who haven't been known as DHs, like Michael Brantley, I heard the Twins were checking in on him, the former Twins killer.
Yes. yes.
Checking in on his availability and playing him at DH, I think that could be a huge pitch if we're going out and getting a guy like Brantley who can
or
hit.
Or a fourth outfielder,
you know what I mean?
Like you're
and
saying.
He can be a fourth outfielder, yeah, exactly. But
he's,
like
yeah,
he doesn't
really
have to
like
be
it.
That outfielder. We can be like, go to the pitch and Levine is like, hey, like, come to Minnesota, you're not gonna like wear your body down. Like, come and play DH most of the days, and maybe we'll slot you in the outfield when
yeah.
someone needs a rest, when Buxton tears his ACL for the fourth year in a row, but you're going to play DH most of the days. And, like, as a hitter, like, an aging hitter, you got to be like, why not? You know what I mean? Like, that's a better place for you to be than playing everyday outfield for, like, a...
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
so
he,
I feel like
he's got time with Derek Falvey back in their Cleveland days, so there's
yeah,
a little...
Yeah, exactly. There's a little connection. That
there's
a
connection.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Obviously, Michael Brantley has been in the division forever and has just killed the Twins.
Yeah.
He's just got that sweet lefty swing that it just doesn't look like he could ever miss the ball. And I like that on the team for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he wants out of Houston just because he gets booed all game every game. Who would want to get booed?
Playing for Houston.
Just every game, even if you didn't have like any part to do with it, even if you weren't
yeah.
on the team. I imagine that's not very like pleasant for anybody to go through. Brantley's just sitting up there at the plate like, hey man, I wasn't even a part. Why y'all booing me, bro? I wasn't even on the team 2 years ago.
I just think it's crazy how the Astros have just went from the beloved team of the
mm-hmm.
league.
With
where
Jose
you,
Altuve,
not, you could not root against them.
Jose Altuve is literally the top fan favorite player in
yeah.
MLB. 100%. You cannot hate that man.
Until now. I literally could not find a reason to dislike that Astros team
mm-hmm.
in 2017. But now knowing what I know...
I hate them.
Yeah, they are the most hated team for me. Besides
for
the
anyone.
Yankees.
Except Astros fans. Maybe
it's
even
crazy.
Astros fans. If they have some conscience.
Yeah. I mean, that's horrible. And now, Alex Cora, he's
yep.
back in Boston. And AJ
mm-hmm.
Hinch is in the AL Central.
Yeah.
Detroit. Which...
Who did the Astros... Oh, they got Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker.
Yeah, that's just a PR move.
It is a PR move. Yes, it is.
He is just not...
He's not cut out to be an NFL coach anymore,
just like
but...
La Russa to the White Sox. I don't really know what the deal is with
I don't
that.
Know, man.
I mean...
Hey, as a Twins fan,
Yeah,
Houston,
I'm
the
White
Sox
completely fine with
have
that.
It.
Completely
Take it.
Fine with that.
I'd rather them have him than A.J. Hinch. I'd rather
exactly.
Hinch be on the Tigers than the White Sox.
I mean, you
like,
just could not botch that open position any worse than the White Sox did,
yeah.
In my opinion. It's
and then a month after they hire him, he gets cited for a DUI.
Yeah,
this cannot work out any worse
old.
For Chicago.
There's tons of young people in the league looking for manager
positions. That's the move nowadays. Like, you see
it,
you see it in every sport across America. You see it in the NFL mostly with Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan.
Exactly.
Young,
youth coaching movements are big. Mid-30s
guys
who
are like,
sports.
It's a huge movement now. Rocco, yeah, like you said, Rocco is super young.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best coaches in MLB now.
Yeah.
Like.
And they just bring in some old as dirt
how
guy.
How old is he, like 70? He's got to be up there. He's like 80.
Yeah, he is just not a controversial pick either. Like, people have issues with him. I think Marcus Stroman immediately after the hire said,
"Yep,
I am
not
going
to
the White Sox." And
yeah.
Why would you
he
ever bring
it
in? Why would you ever bring in a coach that would make a player just immediately say that?
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, they have been rumored to be in the Bauer sweepstakes, but
I don't think
that La Russa deal does them any favors there either.
After
and
the
yeah,
after the
Lynn
trade,
deal.
I don't think they have any chance in that.
No, I don't think they do either.
I think that was their. We're good with our team. We're good with our offense.
Yeah.
Let's upgrade one pitching spot and
let's see what
be
happens.
Good with our team. You
yep.
know what I mean? But I think the Twins do need to make moves though. I think an upgrade on offense would be warranted just because of in case Polanco keeps deteriorating. But we have Arias there, and, like, where would we play Polanco if we don't include him or Arias in the trade? Like,
he could play second if he really had to.
Yeah.
I don't like his defense anywhere on the field.
But I like his defense better from second, making that short throw than from short,
yeah,
where he makes
sure.
a lot of throwing errors from short.
Like in the Houston series where he just
cost
botched
us
the
game,
easiest
yeah.
throw to second base.
Cost us the
and
game.
It really
yeah.
did cost us the game.
I haven't
forgiven him for that. And, yeah, I would not shed a tear if he found himself in a reduced role in the future.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We haven't talked Twins relief yet. So, Clippard is a free agent. The
Romo.
untendered Whistler... Which
I
thought I was
don't
a
know what
little
that is.
Questionable.
He was their best reliever.
Literally had a 1.37 ERA.
Yeah, crazy.
Like crazy good bounce back
sliders.
Year. And he wanted
out of
to come
nowhere.
He was what 1.7 million tender.
Yeah.
1.7 million for this
bring
year,
him back.
Dude.
He
like
was...
even if his underlying stats, like okay, his walks per nine, his strikeouts per nine, not very good.
His
very
strikeouts
subpar.
Or his walks. His walks are a serious problem.
Okay,
and that's
but
really
like,
what's holding him back from being. Like
okay.
a late setup
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, dude, you gotta, like,
you just have,
why
yeah.
wouldn't you
it's
bring him
really
back? Like,
no
it's
money
really
at all,
no
brainer. I
don't
see.
Like,
maybe
I don't
they're
understand.
They're trying to bring him back on a different
but the Giants
deal?
Signed him. The Giants claimed
did
him.
They actually?
The San Francisco Giants claimed
oh,
him. Like,
man.
That.
I missed that.
Right when he hit waivers. Like that. Whistler to the Giants. Like,
wow.
That is a no-brainer. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
I don't think they should bring back Romo.
Absolutely not.
I don't think they should bring Brett Romo. Clippard is a different question, though. I like Tyler Clippard on the Twins a little bit last year. He was not bad.
He's just that finesse guy.
Yeah. He's a strikeout guy.
What I want
he's
from the bullpen
guy.
Is what we saw from the Rays bullpen, just an overpowering,
mm-hmm.
you know, guys pumping
all power
at least
pitchers.
98.
Yep.
And
that's,
that just
that's
works.
What we
that's
could
just
have
the way
if
the league
we didn't
is
trade
going.
Gratterall.
These guys are, velocity's just increasing.
Mm-hmm.
It has year after year.
Yeah.
And that's just the way the league is going. And the Twins are still throwing Sergio Romo out there.
Yeah.
Who can't top 87.
Yep.
And.
Yep.
And they let Trevor May go, which I don't like that move at all. I think he was.
I don't think Trevor
one of
May.
The best relievers of the team.
He was, but I don't know if Trevor May really wanted to stay in Minnesota. I'm
that
not
could
sure.
Be it.
If the Mets are offering him that much, like. Of a deal, he got a pretty good bag in New York.
Yeah,
and the Mets
fans liked him.
The Mets are that
up and coming
franchise. You know what I mean? They're like coming in this offseason. We knew the Mets were gonna make big moves.
Yeah, change of ownership.
Change of ownership. Steve Cohen takes over.
Yep. And then, he's just a big, huge Mets fan. I think he owns the Buckner ball.
That's what you want, man.
Yeah,
that's you
exactly
want
what you
want.
You
want a
guy who's going
to
invest.
Huge fan.
A
guy who's
going
to be like, okay, I'm going to invest as much as I need to make this team a World Series champion.
Yeah, and I think the Mets are going to make a big splash. If we want to start talking about Bauer, I think they're my
Bauer?
Pick for Bauer. Yeah,
I think it's got to be either Bauer, Real Muto. Actually, it's not Real Muto.
No,
they signed James
McCann,
which I think was a good pickup, but I think they gave him a little too much money.
Yeah,
4 years, 10 a year. I don't know about that. He's 31. He's a very good hitter. He's been a very good hitter the past couple of years.
Play well against the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of I always see he's been in Central for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he just always seems to play well against the Twins. But I think he was an All-Star 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's been a good player. I just think they gave him a little too much money. Or maybe a few more years, a couple more years than they should have. I would have maybe given McCann a 2 year deal.
Yeah, two or three, I think.
But
four is a lot
for a catcher.
For
a catcher going down 35 in his last year in his contract, I don't know about that. I mean, Joe Mauer started deteriorating as a catcher at like 30, so.
And it's not like James McCann was Joe Mauer either.
No, exactly. But, I mean, that is a pretty big move for a franchise that doesn't have a lot of options other than Jacob
Degrom. It came cheaper than Real Muto would have ever come, so that's just more money to either throw at Bauer or to throw at
George Springer,
I think.
I think it's either Bauer or Springer.
Yeah, and the Mets, they obviously have Degrom.
Mm-hmm. I think Real Muto would have been my pick if they didn't pick up McCann. But now that they have him, I think it's got to be either Bauer or Springer. I think they're getting one of them. I don't think they get both, but don't know which one.
I mean, I think that offense needs an upgrade, if anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that pitching, they have DeGrom,
who
was just insane, back-to-back Cy Young winner right up there this year with Bauer.
Yep.
That Springer on that offense... I'd like to see the Mets come back and be competitive.
Move Conforto into left.
Yep.
That team would be...
Conforto's a very good player.
He is. But he can play anywhere in the outfield, so Springer going to the Mets makes a lot of sense to me.
Yep.
Let's see. So let's talk about Bauer. You have him going to the Mets. I mean, he either goes to the Mets or he goes to... I think he's got to go to a big market team. I don't think he chooses like another team like the Reds in that small market, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the Reds are out of it.
Oh, the Reds are out of it. I think I saw a tweet from John Heyman today, the guy from MLB Network. He was like, Reds are officially out of Bauer sweepstakes, just don't have enough money or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they're not gonna throw $40 million at this guy, you know what I mean? And Trevor Bauer, like coming off a Cy Young winning year, he's gonna demand that 30 a year.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna get a Garrett Cole type contract. You know what I mean?
I think he has stated in the past that he'd like to go on a 1 year deal just so he can keep cashing in off season after off season.
Right.
So he'll command 30 a year, I think, easily.
Do you think?
I don't think it's gonna be this huge mega Garrett Cole deal. So really there's not a team in the league that should look at Trevor Bauer and be like, he's not worth it. I think he is.
Yeah.
He's just constantly getting better. And he's really just the hardest working player in the league if you look at it. And he's that kind of guy that I think would thrive in a big market in that he's a little controversial.
Right.
He'd kind of feed off that energy.
Yep.
So
you gotta
the
know.
Mets would be big. Maybe Angels.
Yep.
I almost see like a dark horse coming in out of nowhere and then him signing with them just to
piss everybody off.
Yeah, just that's just something he would do.
Yeah, it is. What was I gonna say? I forgot. Trevor Bauer, could you see like a big market team that feels like they need one more piece, like the Yankees? Could you see the Yankees throwing $40 million at Trevor Bauer for 1 year just because he's the last piece?
What
he's
money?
That, he's that.
I mean, there is no salary cap,
know,
but there is
but like,
the luxury tax.
I don't know. I could
he does
see
have
like a
beef. He's got beef with Garrett Cole from back in their college days.
Mm-hmm.
They never, ever liked each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't rule it out. It is the Yankees, and I think
Bauer
wants the bag.
Yeah, like the Dodgers.
I could see him going to the Dodgers.
40
I don't
mil
see...
on him just for 1 year. Just come win us a chip. Like, come win a championship. You know what I mean?
I think the Dodgers, you really couldn't make any, other than that they have money, you really can't knock that organization for much. I mean, pretty much everything they have is homegrown.
Yep.
Except Mookie Betts, who they obviously went out and got.
Yep.
But they have the resources to do it. And, you know, they do things the right way. So I could see them making a play for him for sure.
Mm-hmm. But you got to know, like you said, I do agree with you that I think Bauer gets a 1 year deal. Just because, teams know if you're signing Trevor Bauer, you're getting the media team. You know what I mean? You're getting that Twitter, you're getting that controversy. Like, you're
getting blog now.
Yeah,
he's a
you're getting everything. You're getting everything that comes along with Trevor Bauer, and you gotta live with that. And you gotta, it may have a positive effect on your franchise, it may have a very negative effect on your franchise. You know what I mean? So you gotta know, like, if you sign him to a long-term deal, you gotta know you're getting that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would steer clear of a long-term deal for him. It just would be a lot. It would command a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are Twins fans here. The Twins were really looking to make a big move. They could throw 30 at Trevor Bauer for a year and just have a dominant team next year. And
see, I don't think
it'll happen because there hasn't been anything.
And the Twins are not, like... Twins are not a big market team.
They aren't, no.
So, I don't know. I feel like Trevor, with his whole, like, media and all that stuff he's got going on, I feel like he would thrive in a huge market. I think his agent is just like, yo, go to one of these big teams. You're, like, you're not only your baseball career, but your, like, media career and everything will, like, blossom from this. You know what I mean? So I don't think he goes to, like, a small market team. But speaking of, well, we were talking about Twins shortstops earlier. What do you think about, like, giving a guy like Marcus Semien, like, a 2-year, $20 million deal?
See, I'd be more than willing to do that. I think he, I mean, 2019, he was top 3 in MVP voting, just out of nowhere. Like, I remember back when he was a guy who could not field and could barely hit.
Yeah.
And he's really turned into just a really...
A star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A star. And yeah, I think that'd be a good move if they're looking to... It seems like they're looking to make a move at shortstop.
It seems like it. A lot of rumors.
He's out there.
He is.
Andrelton Simmons is out there too.
Exactly. That's another guy I feel like...
Who's just one of the best defenders ever.
Him or Semien, I would be fine giving a quick 2-year deal too.
Yeah.
And
he's not that offensively
at all. I think it's an automatic upgrade
at
shortstop. Both defensively and offensively for Semien. And I think defensively very much so with Simmons. Do you think... So, DJ LeMahieu, when he first signed with the Yankees, was like, they wanted him to be that, like, utility guy. Like, he's coming off a few awesome seasons with the Rockies. Like, not superstar numbers, but, like, good numbers.
Yeah,
solid numbers.
He'd always be in batting races, year,
like,
in, year out.
Solid numbers. But, like, coming to New York, I think they wanted him to be, like, that utility guy. But he was like, I'm going to be your, like, star player. I'm going to be your starting second baseman of, like, for the next 4 years, and you're going to play me every day. And I'm going to hit 330 and be in the batting race for years to come.
Yeah, he's really come alive in New York. It's not that he wasn't much in Colorado. I just think the attention he's getting in New York is definitely much greater than a team like the Rockies. And, yeah, I know he gets MVP hype every year. I don't really buy it, but he's definitely
he's
a top player in this league at his position. And I do see him going back to New York. I don't see why he wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know why he wouldn't either, but
I know there's a couple other teams linked to him, but I think New York wants him back, and I think he'll just ultimately end up going there.
Yeah. I think I agree with you. I think he returns to New York. There's no reason he wouldn't, like you said. What about a guy like Marcell Ozuna? I see him as like a Josh Donaldson, like the same exact thing. Go to the Braves on
one year deal.
And
just
tear
it up.
Just
tear
it up. Then get
a
huge contract. You know what I mean? I feel like I could see Ozuna signing that 3-4 year contract and getting get in the bag after that great year they had in Atlanta.
He could. He could. I haven't really looked too much into him as who's interested. Have you heard anything?
I think a while back I saw that the White Sox might make a push. But
that makes sense. I mean,
it makes sense with
Mazar
leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, which would just, I think that gives the White Sox the edge over the Twins, if they don't have it already. But, I mean, I could, what team wouldn't take Marcell Ozuna? I mean,
yeah,
he really. You can DH, you can slot him in and right for a game if you need to. But, like, I could honestly see the Twins. I mean,
really?
You never, if Nelson leaves, I mean.
It would be another big
yeah,
move.
That's. I don't know if I'm
Nelson
the Twins.
If Nelson leaves, then I think anything's on the table.
If I'm the Twins, though, I don't think I throw a big contract at Marcell Ozuna to be a DH.
No.
You know what I mean? I feel like some team
out
there will.
Yeah, it takes a guy like Nelson Cruz. He's really the only guy the past 10 years or whatever that I would ever throw big money at to be a DH. It's just a position that you're just getting their bat. And. You know, you could easily find anyone can play it. I mean, you don't have to play the field.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, he's the only guy that I'd ever throw a lot of money at.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, I just don't see at this stage of his career it being necessarily the right move for a team that's trying to, should be trying to get younger.
Yeah.
Or
so,
that is young that should have the youth, you know, take over.
Twins are a very young team, but they're still one of the top teams, which is really impressive what LaVine and Baldelli have done here. We talked about the Mets and their rotation. Obviously, DeGrom, Syndergaard, and I forgot about Stroman, who was a free agent, but he did accept that qualifying offer $18 million.
Yeah.
Imagine Bauer. You still think Bauer goes there? I feel Bauer.
That would just be
Bauer,
one
DeGrom,
of the craziest pitching staffs.
Stroman. Oh, my.
That
I
can remember.
It'd be unreal.
It'd be like.
It'd be crazy.
Back in.
Literally nuts.
The 2014 Tigers rotation with Scherzer, David Price, and
Jordan Zimmermann, who was a stud back then.
And who else? They had Justin Verlander. Like, that was just
oh
crazy.
Gosh,
and to think they didn't win at all is nuts.
It's like the Marlins when they traded away all those guys like a year apart.
Yeah. That's
Giancarlo,
ridiculous.
Yelich,
Ozuna, Real Muto,
D. Gordon.
Who else?
My gosh.
I thought, not anymore, but Justin Bour kind of had a little bit of a year when he left.
Yeah.
He's not much anymore.
He had a pretty good, he had a really good year, a couple of years. Was that the year he left Miami? He had a really good year with Los Angeles. That was crazy. I remember that. He hit like 30 home runs or something.
Yeah,
he had a really good year in Anaheim. But
yeah.
I don't remember what year it was. It was a couple of years ago, but.
But I don't know. The Marlins are definitely an up and coming team.
Whew. With James, they
stole
our
hitting
coach.
Yeah, they took James Ross in.
Now he's.
He's
a stud hitting coach. Like, help the Twins just become the Bulma Squad, which I'm not a huge fan of, but.
What, the nickname or just.
Just like. Calling ourselves the Bulma Squad when we didn't hit like any home runs last year.
No.
Or
in the postseason when
he
we
made
were
us,
the
exactly.
Bulma Squad.
He made us into that. Like, we hit so many home runs, and then the Marlins just from being ranked as the worst team coming into the season, winning a playoff series against the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And like just you look at their roster, it's literally Jesus Aguilar, Jonathan Villar, and a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah,
like,
I have
people
no
you've
idea.
Never heard of.
Mm-mm.
And they're just like, they won a playoff series against the Cubs. Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, John Lester.
Yeah,
like,
Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish, who had a Cy Young caliber year last year. Like,
I do, yeah.
I don't
the Marlins are an up-and-coming team. You know, they got pieces. Not a lot of them are big names at the moment.
No, but they could be
but
if they keep playing like that.
Sixto Sanchez is really, really a you know, guy who keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah,
he had a great year last year.
When they called him up,
And I think Pedro Martinez compared him to himself, which
that's pretty high praise.
Because
that's pretty high praise.
Pedro, in my opinion, is the greatest pitcher ever.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Just the era he did it in, steroid era, and he just put up ridiculous numbers, and Yeah, he just had that swagger on that Red Sox team that finally broke the curse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Sixto is definitely a name to watch. He's going to be, I think he's going to be a superstar starting pitcher in not even years. Like, it could be this year.
Yeah.
He could be a top 10 pitcher in the major leagues.
He could be.
I mean, let's talk about some prospects that got called up last year. Do any others ring a bell? I'm trying to think. Sixto got called up, had a great year.
The guy in Phillies, Alec Bohm.
Yep.
He had a good year.
He did have a good year. So we're talking about all these guys who come in from the minors, like, but these are guys who only spent like a couple years down there.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of like five, which Royce Lewis has already been down there for four. Like,
yeah.
three or four, whatever it is, but I don't know.
For sure. These, who else was it? Who won? Devin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
That reliever. That's
yeah.
crazy. A reliever won Rookie of the Year.
Dobnak was
just
in it for a
an
while.
Insane, yeah. Devin Williams is
yeah.
one of the best seasons of a reliever ever. Granted, 60 games. You always got to think 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he'll do it. He'll do it he'll do it again, for sure. I don't know if to the extent that he did last year, but...
I'm trying to think of what team that guy who finished second in Rookie of the Year was on. Kyle Lewis, you remember what team he was on?
Oh, yeah, Kyle Lewis, Mariners.
Were they both on the Mariners?
Who? Devin Williams, Brewers.
Devin Williams is Brewers.
And then
Kyle Lewis is Mariners. He had a
Kyle
great year
Lewis
last year,
won
too.
It this year.
He did?
Yeah, AL.
Oh.
Oh, Robert on...
Robert, yes, bro. He is a stud,
he's
going
to be scary
oh
for years
gosh,
to come.
Dude. I remember the first time I ever heard of that guy was... I saw a video. It was like a viral video like 4 years ago. Like, before he was even like... put into like the what is it like pool of players that
mm-hmm.
teams can sign, you know what I mean,
yeah,
from like
the international
yeah
pool
exactly
or whatever, yeah.
It was him in Cuba barefoot with like a super like short like long sleeve on, like you could tell he's had this shirt since
yeah.
he was like five. He's just this huge guy just hitting barefoot with no gloves with a crappy old bat, just boom boom, just head
yeah.
straight, just 450 to left. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. This guy is unreal.
Yeah, he's...
And now, hearing that now, and I saw that video, I was like, oh my gosh, that's the same guy. That's nuts. Dude,
yeah.
this guy's going to be a star.
He is... He hit some just rockets last year that you look at and
just
sit
nukes,
in
dude.
Awe and be like, wow. And,
he hit the ball so hard.
You know, he's a guy that people have... compared to Mike Trout, which I don't think anybody should ever be compared to Mike Trout
mm-hmm.
because he's just in a league of his own.
Yep.
But to get that kind of comparison is huge. And I think, you know, he kind of faltered at the end of last year, you know, which it's expected to a rookie to
mm-hmm.
to struggle a little bit. And in 60 games, you gotta, you know, those are always just, it's a bigger deal when you go through a slump.
Yeah.
But in a full season, it's going to be, it's going to be cool to see what he can do.
Yeah. I think... He's going to be a star player. I feel like... And he's on a divisional opponent, of course. Like, obviously, he's on the White Sox.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah.
What other team would he be on? Like...
And the White Sox just have so many hitters in that lineup. Abreu won MVP.
Yeah. Jose Abreu
won
MVP, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Like... He hasn't been, like,
know,
above 250 for years.
He just comes out of nowhere.
And just hits 317, and...
He drove in just a shit ton of runs.
He's just unreal. Like, I don't get it. All of a sudden, he's just, like, he's the MVP.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Jose Abreu, MVP.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Speaking of international players, the Twins have a history of effing up international players and... main cases of that can be found in...
Are you talking Japanese or...
I'm talking... Like, there's a few cases in particular that I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Ronald Acuna being offered to the Twins, and then...
I've never
the
heard
Twins,
of this.
The Twins choosing not to sign him, and then the Braves signing him for more than the Twins were offered to sign him for. When he was offered up in the pool. The Twins were the first team that got a chance to get him. And they said, nope, we're good.
Yeah,
and then,
I really can't think of a, you know, a big international player that's ever come through the Twins.
You think of guys like even recently, a few years, Byung-ho Park.
Yeah,
was
oh
he
my
a
gosh.
50 home run hitter in Japan, dude? Like, he
the
was
second.
He was a god in Japan. Literally.
Yeah.
The best hitter in Japan of, like, the last decade. And he comes to the Twins and just shits the bed.
I mean, of course. I mean, Nishioka, obviously.
Yoshi Nishioka.
He was the worst player.
He was just
ever.
So bad,
and
bro.
And to think I still see people wearing his jersey.
I had one. I got one.
It's just, you gotta throw that away. If you care about the Twins at all, you got to throw that away.
It's just a history. The Twins just have a history of either missing out on star players in the international pool
or the Terry Ryan days.
Messing it up.
The Terry Ryan days were a dark time.
They
for
were.
The Twins towards the end.
Yes, they were.
I actually saw Terry Ryan once on the light rail after Twins
really?
Game. Yeah, I'm just sitting there looking at him like, wow, that's the guy who cut David Ortiz. That's the guy that I've just had a vengeance out for years. And
did
he's just
anything?
Standing right there.
No. Oh, you should have been like, hey, I don't like you.
Yeah. Oh.
Cut David Ortiz. One of the best hitters of our generation.
Yeah, just
yeah,
let
you're
him
cut.
Go. You let him go.
You're
you just
cut.
You didn't even trade him. You just cut
him. Then he turns into
and
World
to think
Series
of him,
champion.
To think of him on those old Twins teams with
Boston
Morneau, with Johan
Santana. Oh, my gosh. Speaking
of
Johan Santana, robbed of a Cy Young Award. 2007.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Literally had the best year for a starting pitcher in the last three decades. Doesn't win Cy Young?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
It's a classic case of, you know, Twins players being... you know, misrepresented by the media. And,
yep.
Yeah. You want to make some predictions for the season?
Okay, I'm down for it.
All right, let's start AL Central.
Okay.
While we're on the topic.
Okay. All right, so we talked about the White Sox a lot.
Yep. I mean, you
we
can rule out KC and Detroit. Detroit has done some good things.
They have
some decent players, but they're not ready. They're not ready at all.
They made any moves this offseason? I know they got Cronenscope Twins, Twins sloppy seconds last offseason.
No, and they're not going to do anything this offseason. I mean,
except,
who do they have?
I mean, they got one of the best managers of the decade.
Yeah,
which I
he's
think
also
was a huge,
cheater, but
yeah, but if he, I mean,
he was a good manager.
He was a good manager. Okay, I think that adds a lot to their team, but I don't think they have any weapons for him at his arsenal to make them even remotely competitive.
Like, pitching, what do they have? They got Matt Boyd, who is always thrown around in trade rumors
even
for no
he's
reason.
Just not
he
very
is just
good.
One of the worst pitchers in the league, if you look
he's
at it.
He's not very
like,
good. And
everyone's look at
just
him
like,
just, oh, I need Matt
give
Boyd.
Prospects, prospects, tons of good prospects.
We
need
Matt
Boyd.
Like, we can do something to him.
He's just
and
not
maybe
good.
Maybe they could. Maybe Detroit's is that much of a mess.
It's like
a,
it's like a,
they're not
who was that
him right?
experiment that Wes Johnson just starred in? Who was it? Oh my gosh.
For the Twins?
Yes, I'm totally blanking.
Well, he's done a lot. Whistler.
No. Like his first year here, he just turned someone that was crappy into like a stud. He was an old pitcher. Yeah,
not
starting
Bartolo,
pitcher.
No. He
no.
didn't do anything to Bartolo.
Bartolo
just
gone.
Did what he did.
Bartolo was gone before Wes Johnson was here. Gosh, I'm totally blanking.
Okay, what?
Oh my gosh, Martin Perez.
Oh yes.
Dude,
yes.
We signed him for $2 million. Comes in off a horrible year, 5 ERA, and just. Starts
his
the season 8-0 with a 2.5 ERA. Yeah. Wes Johnson is one of the best pitching coaches in the league, in my opinion, at least.
I'm glad the Twins have seen the brain drain, or the, you know, whatever you want to call it, where teams just poach their coaches. And, you know,
yeah.
It's a common thing with
Derek Shelton,
Minnesota teams, too. Yeah.
Pittsburgh head coach now.
Yep.
Pittsburgh manager.
I mean,
Rosen
Minnesota
is in
teams.
Miami.
With the Vikings, you know, every coordinator ever is a coach now somewhere.
Stefanski is just balling out in Cleveland.
Yep. Man, you know, we're getting off topic here.
I mean, we are, but that's for a later time.
Yeah.
We'll rant about the Vikings. yeah, so, KC, I think Detroit finishes last just because
yeah.
they have no one, no weapons
KC's
for Adrian
too.
To use. KC's bad, too. I'm trying to think of who... Casey make any moves? I feel like I heard of them making one. Maybe it was last offseason when they said Michael Franco.
Why? There's no reason ever to make that move.
It's not competitive. But they did have the second pick in the draft. Drafted Bobby Witt out of LSU, who I think could be a star in a few years. But
Whit Merrifield a lot.
I do like Whit Merrifield a lot. I totally forgot. I knew they had a star somewhere.
Hunter Dozier's decent. Oh my gosh.
I mean, yeah, Hunter Dozier's okay. I always thought him and Brian were related, but they're not.
I can't
attest to
another
you. They
Dozier.
Are not related.
Who else do they have? Mondesi, he's just a speedster. They got a lot of
he's decent.
They're still playing small ball, speed ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pretty much rule out either of those teams making any sort of a push.
Making any sort of movement in any kind in the AL Central. I think the Indians are third. I think that's a pretty obvious one as well.
Yeah, they're on
just
the
because
downhill.
I don't think... I mean, I think they're still a really good team and can be competitive.
Their pitching is crazy. Their pitching staff's always insane.
They can be very competitive with any team, right? They're still a very good team. But I think they're just not... Like, the Twins and White Sox are just on a different level now.
For sure.
They're just
on
a whole...
It's a two-horse race, I think. It's going to be close. I'm going to pick the Twins because that's my team. They're
the
two-time defending.
Just because they're defending, but... I think the White Sox get a lot better this year from Lance Lynn trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Twins need to make moves if they want to beat up the White Sox. But I think they do, and that's why I'm putting them first.
Yep. So White Sox will be a playoff team, though. That's
set in stone. White Sox and Twins will be playoff teams.
All right. Let's move on to
AL East.
Let's go AL East.
Yankees, Red Sox, Orioles, Rays.
Rays, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Last, I think, is going to be Baltimore.
I think so, too.
They weren't in last year, though. Mm-mm. Everyone thought they were going to be the worst team known to man.
Yep.
But they got new leadership over there, and I think they're doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Boston's going to make a move.
Right.
Could get back to it. So
I mean, the Orioles are automatically in last because they still have Chris Davis on their roster.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. He is so bad.
I don't know. I don't know why he's still there, but you know what? He's a namesake. He's a namesake.
It's painful to watch. I almost feel bad for him.
It is a little painful. Remember when he didn't make contact for, what was it? Was it make contact or get on base?
I had to get on base.
For like 47 at-bats or something. Something crazy.
Just sad.
Horrible. Like, absolutely awful.
Yeah.
So who do you think is in fourth? It's got to be between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. I think I'm going to go Red Sox.
Yeah.
I think the Red Sox are fourth. I mean, they still have Bogaerts. They still have Benintendi. Got Verdugo in that Mookie Best
trade.
JBJ.
Well, JBJ's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley.
Resigned JD Martinez.
Yeah, what happened to him, though?
I don't know.
That's another story. But yeah,
Verdugo was the centerpiece of that Mookie trade. So I think he has to really become a star if they want to make their money back in the trade.
Verdugo?
Yeah,
I think he will be. They just signed Hunter Renfro, too.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him raking at Fenway. That short left field wall.
And then they still have Chris Sale.
They do?
He's still a top pitcher in the league. So.
Who else is that? That pitching staff is just atrocious.
If you think about it, it's a really good division. Like,
it is.
This division has four teams that can be really competitive. I just think the Orioles are the one team that really will not be competitive. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then
Toronto third.
And
it's
really
a question.
They have Ryu.
They have Ryu and
Nate Pearson. Robbie Ray. We signed Robbie Ray. They have Nate Pearson, who's like one of the top pitching prospects in baseball. Their bullpen is not great.
Their offense, though.
Vlad.
I think Vlad's been overrated.
It's like the legacy team. The legacy team, dude. They have Vlad. They have Bo Bichette. They have Kevin Biggio.
Yeah, it's...
It's the legacy team,
man.
Do
they have? Randall Grichuk.
Lourdes Gurriel. I mean, it's a young team, and I think they do like, I think Vlad really needs to show that he's going to be a generational talent. Like,
yeah,
he was prized
he
as.
He really hasn't that
I know,
much.
That's what I'm saying.
He
needs to
he
show that this year.
He
could
be.
He's been prized as that next number one talent
yeah,
in
yeah.
baseball at, for, like, the last 5 years. Everyone's like, when Vlad gets to MLB, he's going to be the best. You know what I mean? Like, right when he gets there, no one gave him, like, a year or two. You got to give the guy a year or two to develop. You know what I mean? Even when he gets to the big league. So I think this is the year that he can show. It's swinger. It's not sink or swim for him yet. But
no,
like,
not yet.
Not even close. But like,
he needs to show.
He needs to show.
Sure.
He needs to show
sure.
that he can live up to that hype.
Yeah.
Being Vlad Guerrero's son, like you're gonna
playing
have to be
for,
a top player.
Playing for the Blue Jays. Well, Vlad didn't play for the Blue Jays, but he played for the Expos,
which
you know, old Expos fans are probably Blue Jays fans now.
Yep.
Let's see, second.
I'm gonna go Rays.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Rays too.
I'm gonna go Rays.
You know,
I think the Yankees just have too much.
Rays are good, but
Rays
very, very, very good.
Have you heard those rumors about Blake Snell getting traded? You think there's anything to those rumors? I don't know why in the hell they would trade Blake Snell right now. They just literally made it to the World Series.
I mean, he's.
They just.
I think it's
got to
be for a
we lost,
package, and
we lost
the Rays need to be
rebuild.
Getting exactly what they want from
yeah.
that trade.
Yeah.
And
he's
if
a
the
top
Rays
five
get what
pitcher.
They want, look out, because those guys are going to be, they're going to be good.
They
players.
Could upgrade their offense so much.
Yeah,
and
their offense. I mean, a Rosarena is what's he gonna do in a full season after that ridiculous postseason?
Yeah, that'll be fun
he
to see.
Like,
we talked about earlier, they have the overpowering bullpen. Like,
yeah.
their bullpen is
their pitching
great.
Is just crazy. Glasnow.
They got G-Man, so like they're automatically
G-Man.
Good.
Yeah,
like, I'm a huge G-Man guy.
Yeah, I think the Yankees do bounce back. It's gonna be a close race between them and the Rays, but. Unfortunately, I think the Yankees will come out on top.
Mm-hmm. And they still do. They still do have young players, like really, like relatively young players, like Brusso, who hit that clutch home run in the postseason last
yeah.
year. I can't remember who was
that
was on.
Beautiful.
They still have Margot, who still can become a really good player. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
Austin Meadows is the same age as a Rosarena. Like these are young players. They're 25-year-olds. Like. This is a young team that made it to the
and,
World Series
you know,
last year.
Best
if they're
center
trading
fielder,
Blake Snell, they better
arguably
get
him and Buxton. Between him and Buxton, Kiermaier.
Yeah. Oh,
best,
Kiermaier.
Best
yeah.
defensive
best
center
defensive,
fielder.
Best defenders in the league. Like not
yeah.
even center fielders. Him and Buxton are
crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, the Yankees. If the Yankees can stay healthy, that's what I'll say. If
the
Yankees
pitching.
Can stay healthy,
if
the they'll win
can stay
division.
Healthy.
But that's a big if because they never can stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Listen
I mean,
to this
Giancarlo
rotation. If they stay healthy, they got Gerrit Cole, Luis Severino, Domingo Germán.
Okay.
Remember when he retired last year? Just like on
yeah,
Twitter?
What? Yeah.
And then he came back? That was so weird.
It was something.
So weird. And
their bullpen
is
really
just
don't know
full
what
of stars. Like Chad Green,
Aroldis
Chapman, Zach Britton, exactly. Adam Ottavino. Like, it's just full of stars.
They're going to lose, I don't know, they might lose James Paxton.
Probably.
If he's healthy, he's very, very good.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
true. And they're losing Tanaka, maybe.
Yep.
You
Let's
look
see.
At their lineup, though. It's just godly. Like, Gary Sanchez, Luke
okay,
Voit at first.
Gary Sanchez has a lot to prove.
He does. Gio Urshela came into his own last year. He was actually really
yeah,
good.
He's
Torres
very good.
Is still a star young player. Clint Frazier was the center of that package. What was that package? Who'd they
Something
send?
With the Indians.
Mm-hmm. It was with the Indians. Who'd they send it? Cleveland. Oh, I'm trying to remember. Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't Andrew Miller, because they...
Might have been Miller. No, because
they traded Miller to the Yankees, I think.
Uh-huh. And now he's on the Cardinals.
Yeah, just...
Just chilling.
Yep, he's just chilling over there.
Remember that Aaron Hicks trade? Aaron Hicks is still in center for the Yanks. Aaron
yep,
Hicks
and he's
John,
turned into
John Ryan Murphy. Aaron Hicks has turned into one of the best
oh
center
gosh.
Fielders in the MLB.
Yeah, Aaron
John
Hicks
Ryan
is
Murphy
really
was on our team for what, like 10 games, then we just cut him. He was horrible.
And did nothing.
Yeah,
horrible. Just yeah.
Just
don't
one
mention
of the
that trade.
Yeah.
Horrible.
They still have Aaron Judge.
Horrible. Terry Ryan's parting gift to us.
Yeah, Aaron Judge, former MVP. I mean, if he can stay healthy, he's one of the best players in the MLB.
Yeah,
but it's a big if. He was.
Yeah, he's always hurt. Same with him and
Giancarlo
are big ifs if they can stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if the Yankees stay healthy, they're top team in baseball. Other than the Dodgers, in my opinion.
AL West?
AL West. We got Mariners, Cheaters,
Angels,
Rangers,
and
the Cheaters.
Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
I think Oakland wins. I just think they're...
Really?
Yeah,
they're always
good.
Did they win
it
last year?
Yep.
Yeah, they still have... what's his name? Third baseman.
Matt Chapman.
He's a stud. They have Matt Olson at
first. They got Laureano, who's turned on.
Simeon's gone, though, maybe.
Probably. It's the A's. They don't already sign anyone.
It's a big loss. Who do the A's have for pitching? I'm trying to think.
Shamanaya.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
They have Chris Bassett.
Hendricks is probably gone, though. It's a big loss in the bullpen. Former twin.
Actually, now that I think about it, they are losing a lot.
Yeah, they are losing
a lot.
But
I think Houston's going to have a rough go when the fans are back. It's going to
be
slaughter on them. So
it's going to be brutal.
I don't know. I still think the A's are a good team. I'll stick with them.
Yeah.
Then I think Houston in the second spot.
Yeah. I don't know, man. If Trout can stay healthy, that Angels team can be a menace. Trout and Rendon.
Yeah, they need pitching, though.
I mean,
they
have
could get
Shohei.
Bauer. They could get Bauer.
Oh,
we still
they
don't
get
know
Bauer?
What Bauer's doing.
They could get Bauer. I don't know.
Yeah.
They could do something.
I think Texas or Seattle are basement. Yeah.
Kluber's gone. Lance Lynn is gone.
Yeah. No, I don't know what they got.
I don't know what they have. They have Gallo. He's probably going to be traded. I mean...
Yeah, really.
They don't
really
got much.
That's about it.
They don't got
that's
much.
That's really all I
they
can
They had Profar last year. He's gone.
Yep.
They don't got much. So, I think Rangers are last.
Seattle
even
fourth.
Though they got a fancy new stadium.
Yep. Got a World Series in there before they even... Oh, they don't. They played there all year. What was I thinking of? The NBA. I was thinking they were bubbled for a second.
Wasn't it like a... Yeah, the... Weren't most of the playoffs held at that stadium or something?
It was the NLCS and the World Series.
I saw something crazy. It was like the Dodgers have won as many games as the Rangers in Globe Life in 2020 or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it was a 60-game season. They had 30 home games, and they won like 10 of them.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, the Rangers suck. don't see much for them.
Yeah.
All right. That moves us to the NL... Let's go NL East.
Okay, NL East.
Atlanta, I think's got it. They're
Atlanta,
be very good.
Losing Marcell Ozuna, I still think they're really good. I think the Mets.
They got Charlie Morton.
They did get Charlie Morton. They still have Soroka and Fried, who are both aces now. Somehow, I mean, they're both young.
And that
aces.
Guy in the he came on Anderson in the postseason.
Yep, in the postseason, he was really good. They were super worried about missing Soroka for the playoffs, but he was really good. Yeah.
God, who's Soroka and
Fried?
Yeah, I get them mixed up.
They're both studs. Yeah.
Let's see. Miami came in second. Yeah, that Atlanta offense. Freddie Freeman, MVP.
Dansby,
deservingly so. Dansby, they got Acuna.
Yeah. totally. Ozzie
Albies. Yeah.
One of the best defending second basemen in the league.
Who's in? Missing some.
I'm trying to think of outfielders.
They're good.
They just have a good team.
Yeah,
a good
World
team.
Series contender for sure.
I think the Mets, if they can get one of Bauer or Springer, are in second.
Yeah.
That's my hot take.
They got
this division
pitching
is
already.
Really good. This division is insanely good.
I mean, yeah, you got Washington, a year removed from World Series.
Still with Scherzer and Corbin.
And then you got Miami up and coming, as we talked about.
Yeah,
Phillies.
Who still have Bryce Harper.
Aaron Nola. Mm-hmm. Phillies, I think. May even come in last, though. I don't know what the Phillies are doing.
See, I don't know. I really think that Harper deal is just going to hurt him for years. Because he's a 250 hitter. He's the flashy guy. He's the flashy guy, and he's the star. Mm-hmm. He's the star player you want on your team.
People love the flash of Bryce Harper.
But he's just not a great...
And he does...
Like he's
got
a
good...
He's a good player.
Base.
He's a
he
great,
gets,
he's
hits
a great
a lot
player.
Home runs, but he's not worth the money.
I'm not
he's
saying
getting.
He's not a superstar. I'm just saying he's not worth $33 million a year.
And it is hurting
for
the team.
10 years. Like,
and I think I've heard their prospect situation is brutal.
I mean, they have Bohm.
Yeah.
Who's could be like a superstar within the next couple of years, but yeah. Other than that, plus they got Dave Dombrowski as their new GM.
Yeah.
Who wins? He's a winner. He's a proven winner.
Yes, he was not their first choice, though.
He was not their first choice, and
Levine was first choice.
Yep, I love Levine's loyalty, but Dave Dombrowski does have a very extensive history of just neglecting minor league systems, just not caring, and
which
not,
you just can't do.
You can't do that. In today's MLB, you gotta build from the bottom, build from the inside out. You can't just go out and sign as many players as you want. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So maybe he'll change his ways, but if he doesn't, I think the Phillies are just gonna have to rely on Bryce Harper, which I don't think any team could do.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that situation at all that they have in Philadelphia. I know.
Yeah.
They're looking to trade Zach Wheeler, who they just signed
a year
ago. I saw a rumor.
Wow. And they still have Arrieta on that huge contract.
Yeah, that is just
he's just horrible now. He's literally just horrible.
Wow. Yeah. He had that 1 year.
In
Lightning
Chicago.
In a bottle.
Yeah.
He caught it.
It's like
got the bag. It hasn't been anything.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of guys like Brock Osweiler.
Yep.
Remember when he had that amazing season in Denver? And
it's really
Bill O'Brien, the smartest man in the history of the NFL, paid him 4 years, $72 million. Just super intelligent from Bill O'Brien there. But
that's another conversation.
Sure.
Arrieta. He had that great
one
year.
One of the worst contracts
really,
in the last decade.
A lot of the times it's about timing and everything. If you have a good year before a contract year,
sometimes you're going to get paid. But, yeah, exactly. But sometimes those that good year before a contract year just boosts them.
Yeah.
Helps them perform to a whole nother level, which
for
you're
sure.
like, oh my gosh, this is the best deal I've ever made in my life.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have waited one more year, he would be worth even more. But then sometimes they're like, I got the bag, I don't even have to try now.
Yeah.
Which I think
they're just
Arrieta's like something
that year, they just lost it.
Yeah.
Arrieta's definitely a guy that's crazy that they're still paying him a lot.
It's gotta be like 25 years. It's just a horrible contract. Like,
and then Washington, I mean, Juan Soto.
Still have Max Scherzer and Corbin.
Scherzer, Corbin.
Juan Soto, Trey Turner.
Yeah,
like Trey Turner was in the NL MVP conversation last year.
Yep.
He was top 10. Like, they have a good team. Like, I think Philly comes in last.
Yep. I do too. I think this could be one of the better divisions, honestly, though.
This division is unreal. Especially if the Mets make a splash.
Yeah.
Okay,
the Mets can make a splash.
That's what I'm banking on. I'm banking on the Mets either signing.
And if Miami can continue to rise.
There's been tons of rumors about Real Muto going to the Nationals, though. If those rumors have any truth to them, then that just boosts them to a whole nother level.
That would be big. That would be a big move.
But I think the Nats are 4.
Nats probably 4.
And then I think the Marlins are 3.
I
don't know how they could replicate what they had last year.
I might even switch Washington at 3 and then Miami at 4.
I think
that's not a knock on Miami at all.
No. But I don't think they can just be like as unreal as they were last year. You know what I mean?
I mean, they were only 2 games above 500 last year. Like, that's just an effect of the 60 games and But I think they're a team on the rise, so we'll say they're 4.
Okay.
NL Central.
Wait, so who do you have winning that division? Is it
Atlanta?
Okay, me too. I think the Mets are second.
Yeah.
Banking on this, Springer or Bauer.
Yep.
All right.
NL Central.
Chicago, St. Louis.
Ugh.
Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's still last.
Yep, throw them down there.
I mean,
they're just not going anywhere yet.
Derek Shelton, they poached from the Twins, but still have Josh Bell, who's a stud.
Yep.
But they don't got
much.
They don't got much else. Ever since McCutchen left, they haven't really had much in the outfield.
They had Marte. Did they trade Marte?
Traded Marte to the Diamondbacks, who then got traded to. Where is he now? Toronto. He's somewhere.
What?
Marte.
I gotta
find
this out.
Google this. He's somewhere. He got traded to a. Oh, he's in Miami. Starling
Marte
is in Miami. Yes, for the Miami Marlins. Yep, he's in Miami. I remember that because when they were making that postseason push, they went out and got him.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I really
like
that move from Miami. That was a big money move for a team that you wouldn't expect to make it.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
Win now, I guess, for Miami last year.
I don't know. I mean, they were like, why not? trade a couple prospects. Let's get a star player and make a push if we can.
Yep.
Do the same thing. I think Cincinnati's four. I don't think there's any question to that.
Really?
That the Brewers are going to finish
Bauer.
Above them because they're losing Bauer. They're probably going to lose Sonny Gray.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think they go four. And even though
their
Brewers...
offense just really couldn't get it going last year, even though
Joey Votto's getting
Joey
old.
Joey Votto, who I love. I love Joey Votto.
I like Joey Votto, too.
You
Eugenio Suarez. Or is he at Boston?
Yeah, there were a team last year that if they could just get it going,
mm-hmm.
that offense, then they would have made noise. But,
mm-hmm. but
they just got... I think shut out every game
uh-huh.
that they played. So, yeah, I'd put them at four. Milwaukee, I mean, Yelich is going to come back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he has a – he did not have a very good year last year.
They
I
got,
don't know what it was. It was just not the same Yelich we've seen in years past.
No.
But I think Milwaukee makes a push at a playoff spot maybe. I don't know if they make it there, but I do think they finish above the Reds.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much of a question to that.
They got Yelich. I'm really blanking on who the Brewers have. I mean, Josh Hader,
who they've been rumored to be trading for the past 3 years, it seems like. I'm trying to think.
I mean, Ryan
Braun. Devin Williams, rookie
year.
Yeah,
he's a good piece in that bullpen. Let's look at their, rotation.
Hira. Rotation. Woodruff, he's okay.
Yeah, Woodruff's very good when healthy. Corbin Burns had a good rookie year last year.
Is he a rookie too?
Yeah.
Good rookie pitching. I guess the rotation's not bad.
And that bullpen with those two, with Hader and Williams, could be...
Brent Suter's not bad, Peralta's not bad, so... I don't know.
Yeah, I'll put
not
him
not much in the lineup, though. They got Hira, I mean, they got Yelich. Arcia, they tendered this year.
The old Lokane.
Yep. And obviously, Aiel. They have a very good outfield. Very good outfield. But...
Yeah, they're an if.
They're an if. If they can hit...
I'll put them three.
I'm putting them three. I don't think they beat out St. Louis. I think St. Louis is still...
Year in, year out, St. Louis
a lot
just
better
plays
than
good every year.
Goldschmidt. Still Goldschmidt.
Yeah, they got Goldie.
Like, they're still a great team. Andrew Miller,
yeah.
like we talked about earlier.
They just find ways to win.
Mm-hmm. And Mike Matheny is one of the best managers I've seen in a while.
Yeah, he's good.
Jack Flaherty and Carlos Martinez
yeah.
is like such a good rotation. Just those two alone.
Alex Reyes,
mm-hmm.
gas thrower.
Yep. Obviously,
they have a lot of guys like
Paul Goldschmidt,
Harrison Bader,
traded for Tommy Edman late last year. Matt Carpenter, I mean, just pure power hitter. Paul DeJong was good. Like, this is a good team. Harrison Bader.
Yeah, they'll be second. Cubs, I think, take it.
It's still Dylan Carlson, who was one of the top prospects for a while. Just got called up at the end of the season last year. Didn't do much, but we'll see. Now that he has a year to prove himself. Cubs, I think, will take it as well.
Yeah.
But they got beat by the Marlins in the playoffs last year.
A little bit of a weak
division. Rizzo's not even, like, is
Chris
Rizzo
Bryant
even above average anymore? Like,
Chris Bryant. Center of a lot of rumors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Rizzo was just...
Yeah.
I don't know. Rizzo was just not
that
good.
That core
less, like,
just did not really...
They won a World Series.
Is ridiculously overrated.
Really?
I think he's...
I
think
you're
going to
say ridiculously
good.
I was like...
With the bat, he is horrible. Defensively,
he's
I'll give
good.
Him
he's
very,
very
good
defensively.
But with the bat, he is just worthless. He doesn't provide anything other than his power.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, it's
hot,
take.
Hot take of the episode.
But I'll stand by it. I'll stand by it.
Respect it.
He's just a guy that they just love because he can tag people. Like, it's I am not a huge fan of him at all. It's
glove to base in .003 seconds.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
MLB tries to make him their star, and I just don't buy it.
MLB Instagram posted a highlight of. Posts a highlight of Javi Baez, I would say, every single game he plays.
Yeah.
And it's always a tag at second on a steal, so.
But yeah, they'll take that division.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. Dodgers-Padres, that's just a two-team race.
Yeah.
It's a two-team race.
And
Dodgers
will take it.
Rockies could trade Trevor Story to the Twins. Never know.
Arenado's been rumored
to the Mets, actually, mostly recently. He was rumored to the Cardinals a lot last year, but to the Mets, I mean, that could be their splash.
Could be.
It could be.
Could
but
be.
They'd have to include a... Oh, dude, if Arenado, if Arenado
so
gets traded, if Arenado or Blake Snell, either or get traded,
I would
they're
like
getting
to see Arenado.
The bag. They're getting the bag.
It'd be fun to see Arenado somewhere else, just because the... You know, the Coors effect that people always talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a real thing for some, but I think he's above that.
Eddie Rosario would rake at Coors Field.
Yep.
Murray can.
Ben Murray, the prediction. I think it could happen.
If I'm Eddie, bro, that's,
yeah,
where I'm looking. He would
that,
get 50 home runs, man.
The Twins fans would be like,
oh,
oh no,
my
it's,
gosh,
well, he's
oh
at
no.
Coors.
Yeah, come on now.
It's 200 foot fences, right? Is Little League field.
In high altitude.
Yeah. San Diego, you think they have any chance to compete with Los Angeles for the division?
No, I think Dodgers are best team in the league.
I would agree with that. I think San Diego could have, like,
maybe compete for it
a little bit, but I think Los Angeles pulls away eventually. I mean, they're coming off World Series, man. Like, and they're keeping all their pieces. Like, they're only losing Kike Hernandez and maybe
Justin Turner, but...
But
you can replace. They can replace anybody.
Yeah.
And it's.
Imagine they go out and get Trevor Bauer. Now.
I really used to not like the Dodgers, but I just have a tough time knocking them anymore. I mean, they deserve
like
that
Mookie.
2017.
I love.
Yeah,
Mookie.
I would love Mookie.
He's one of my favorite players.
Easily second
so
best player in the league, I think.
Yeah.
Behind Trout.
Yeah.
Just
when
can
healthy.
Do it all. He can do it all.
Yeah, that's true. But.
And they're pitching.
I mean,
Bueller.
Kershaw. Oh.
Kershaw had a bit of a resurgence this year.
Yeah.
Under the
should
radar.
Should have been way higher in Cy Young voting.
Yeah.
Wasn't even in consideration.
Well, there was good pitchers out there.
I mean,
Bauer, Darvish.
Well, yeah, Bauer obviously deserved
those
it, should have
been top three easily.
Yeah.
I don't know where Kershaw fell.
I'm not sure, but
he had a good year.
I don't know. Obviously, I think the Dodgers finished first. They have the best lineup in baseball, in my opinion. Even if they were to have to replace Turner and guys like a guy like Kike Hernandez, I feel like they could bring in Marwin even, like, but they're starting pitching. I mean, they still have David Price, like, who they haven't even gotten yet. He wasn't even on the World Series roster. Like, David Price used to be, did he win Cy Young when he was on the Rays? He was up there.
He was
one of the best pitchers in baseball for a few years.
He was.
And then you look at the Padres, though, and they're just up and coming.
Padres are
like
up and coming.
Manny Machado, they went out and made that big move. That's what they needed to do. They needed that big piece to build upon. And now they got Tatis, who's turning into just a stud, man.
He's very good.
Unreal.
Yeah,
I like
Tatis. He's good for the game.
He's great for the game. I love it, dude. I love, like...
Who else they have? I mean,
oh
now they
gosh.
Got
you
Clevenger.
Don't even know
how,
they got like,
Chris Paddock. Who's not...
Yeah,
Wilson
they went out
Mint.
And got Clevenger. That was a huge move.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
I love what Tatis has done for the game of baseball. I love it. I was so, so, like, not pissed off, but, like, just, like, this is where baseball is at right now. Like, get out.
Yeah,
when
is.
The Rangers manager, like, came out and said, like,
oh, yeah.
That's so disrespectful. I was like, dude,
I
leave.
All
like, this is so good for the game. Like, leave, bro. Like, just get out.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares. Like, this is so good. So fun to watch.
Yeah.
I love that he's swinging 3-0 up 7 runs with the bases loaded.
Dude, who cares?
I would do the same
shit.
You're down by 7. Who the fuck gives a shit?
I was thinking of him bat flipping. I forgot that was that
dude,
grand slam.
3-0, bases loaded. You're up 7.
Who cares?
I'm going up there. I'm like, I want to hit a fucking grand slam right now.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm hitting a grand slam. 3-0. This pitch is coming right down the pipe. I'm hitting a grand slam.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Dude, like,
unwritten rules in baseball just need to go away.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
let them run around. Let them bat flip. People
yeah,
have problems
dude, like,
with it. Let them throw it their head. That's
yeah,
fun, too.
It's funny. I was laughing when that Rangers guy came. I was like, dude, like...
Yeah, it's...
Just your opinion is like, no one cares. Like, who
mm-hmm.
cares? You're down 7. Like, you're not winning that game anyways.
No.
It's the 8th inning. You're down 7. Like, what... You're
and
not
then they just
that
went
game.
On a grand slam spree.
I know.
Padres, so funny.
Grand Slam Diego. Who they
yep,
have that,
slam
that
Diego.
Rookie? Who is that?
Jake Cronenworth.
Yeah, second place in rookie that you're voting for the NL. Stud.
Yep. He's good.
He's a stud.
They
who else do
you
have in San Diego? I'm trying to think. They got Machado. They got Tatis.
I know. I'm
on their
blanking
roster.
On somebody.
Roster. The roster. My my gosh. Will Myers had a really good year in the shortened season.
Yup.
They obviously had Clevenger, Dinelson, Lamet, Chris Paddock. I mean.
Yeah, Lamet's very, very good.
Yeah. Austin Nola, I mean, Hosmer is still World Series pedigree.
Who they got at?
Machado, Tatis, Tommy Pham, Trent Grisham, who was their leadoff hitter for most of the year. He's a stud. Tommy Pham was a great get in that Renfro trade. Now Renfro was on the Dodgers or on the Red Sox.
Hunter Renfro hit one on top of the Western Metal, and I always remember it.
That's where I'll always remember the Padres Stadium because it's where Bartolo went yard.
Yup. Classic moment.
That's an MLB favorite moment. That's an MLB all-time MLB moment.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
100%.
No one. It was just a meme. It was a meme that he could not hit a home run, or he couldn't hit. And then he hits
a home
run.
Just dongs, and his helmet flies off his head every time he swings.
Big game James Shields. It has to be up big game James.
You don't even know how, like, ecstatic I was when he came to the Twins, dude. I was, like... It was the happiest day of my life.
And he wasn't even bad.
He wasn't. I was like, big sexy, dude. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, I was so excited.
He really...
He's just...
He was fun.
He was so fun on the Twins.
Because he's just playing with nothing to lose. And
exactly.
That was so funny.
That's how when players play the best.
Yep.
It's like Tatis, bro. Like, swing on 3-0. You got nothing to lose, bro. You're up 7 runs. You're 21 years old. It's legacy. Play for yourself. Let's fucking go. Like, let's play some damn baseball. Let's not worry about the old farts getting mad at us for swinging 3-0 up 7.
Yeah,
like,
honestly,
who gives a
anything.
Damn?
Yeah,
let's go, dude. Let's fucking hit. I want to hit. I'm going up there. I want to hit.
Yeah, why would you just take a pitch right down the middle?
Dude, like,
just sit there.
That made me so mad. I don't know why.
Ridiculous.
It just pissed me off.
All those rules can just go away. Why are they
go.
Even a
just
thing?
Go. Like, unwritten rules. Don't swing 3-0.
Yeah, it's so stupid. So dumb.
I don't get it.
Yeah. All right. We've gone through all the divisions.
World Series. What's your prediction? AL, NL. Last part of the pod. World Series prediction.
Ooh. I think NL, it's between...
I'm going Dodgers. I'm not even
Dodgers.
Thinking twice. I'm not even thinking twice. I'm going Dodgers.
Dodgers or Atlanta. I feel like...
You think Atlanta could make a push
Atlanta
against L.A.?
Could dethrone him, I think.
Really? If they make a move? If they re-sign Ozuna?
I think they're just good as is, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, they got... Their pitching's good.
Mm-hmm.
Pitching showed out in the playoffs.
Yep.
They just signed Morton.
They did sign Jordan.
They got Freddie Freeman.
MV Free.
Oh, Dodgers got what they finally wanted.
I'm going Dodgers again.
I'm going Atlanta. I'm going to
say
Atlanta.
Wow. Another hot take. Woohoo! Atlanta World Series.
And then AL.
AL? I'm going Twins. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, they got to win a playoff game first.
If the Twins trade for one of Francisco Lindor, Trevor Story, and put on top of that a Sonny Gray, I'm going Twins.
Both of them.
If they pick up Trevor Story.
They got to make huge moves.
If they pick up Trevor Story and Sonny Gray, I'm going Twins World Series favorites.
Okay.
But I don't think they make either of those trades. I'm going. I don't want to pick the Yankees, though, because I think they're going to get injured.
They
all
always
of them
do.
Again.
They
always
do.
Seem to get injured.
It's got to be something bold. And Twins is not even a ridiculous take.
It's not.
I mean,
I want to go White Sox, but I hate the White Sox.
But they have lost 18 straight games in the postseason. They got to win one. And if they can win one,
they're
I
good.
Can see them.
You could see them making a run.
Making a run, but I don't know if I'm going to pick that yet.
Mm.
But who else? I mean, Rays. Rays are there.
If Semien stayed on the A's and the A's made a move for like a Sonny Gray, I would think about picking the A's.
I don't want to pick the White Sox because
I feel like it could be the White Sox, but I really hate the White Sox, so I'm not going to pick them. It's a lot of bias, but I just don't like the White Sox.
I'm looking at Yankees. I honestly don't think the Yankees.
I don't think so either.
I mean,
what about the
they
Blue
could
Jays?
If they stayed healthy.
The Blue Jays.
Bo Bichette just hits 350. Vlad goes out for 50 dongs.
Woo! Blue Jays won't.
Yeah, obviously
that's
not.
A
but
pipe
imagine.
Dream.
The Rays,
I mean, they got there last year.
I don't know. I don't think they do it again. I think it was kind of a miracle. I don't know. And rumors about Blake Snell leaving, like, if Blake Snell gets traded, I don't think they even have a chance.
Okay, I gotta go with the safe pick. I hate to say it.
You're gonna go with
Yankees. Okay. Contingency. It's a contingency.
Okay.
If they stay healthy,
okay,
the Yankees will probably make it.
If I agree.
If the Twins make a big move.
Yeah. No bias?
No bias. If they make a big move, it's got to be a big move.
Like Lindor. Like Lindor type move.
A Lindor. A Story.
A Story. Or a Sonny Gray.
A Bauer.
Oh, dude, you got me. You got me excited now.
They made a move. I'm picking the Twins. If they make a big
move,
a splash.
Oh.
They got pieces.
Just one?
They
just
got
one?
Pieces. Just
if they
one.
Bring in Lindor, are they World Series favorites?
Lindor?
Yeah. They put a package together. Luis Arraez, Trevor Larnach.
Do they want Arraez? I thought that was for Story that they wanted.
I think it was the only way the Twins would get Lindor would have to be like Arraez, Larnach, and Blazevic. I think that's what I heard. Which I don't think I would do. I think I would go Story for Arraez. I think Story would be Arraez.
Story would be a better.
Story would be
Arraez
and Larnach,
move.
Though.
He's more logical. More likely to happen, I think.
More likely to happen.
If
but
they could sign, if they could make a big move, they could get a 2 or 3. All right. Add to the offense, big piece. Add to the defense, or not defense. Add to the pitching, 2 or 3. Twins, World Series, Braves, Twins.
So what about if they bring in, they sign a Kike Hernandez, they sign a Masahiro Tanaka, and a James Paxton. Two pitching pieces.
Paxton?
Two pitching
oh, yeah.
pieces.
Dude, I'm picking on that.
And
James
a utility guy.
Big
you think one. The offense is good enough if they just add Kike?
I like their prospects. I think Kirilloff's going to be better than Rosario was.
This year?
I think he could easily.
Kirilloff, I think, is going to be a stud.
He could be rookie of the year.
But I don't know about this year. I think he could bat like 280 this year, but I don't think he becomes that star player for a couple more years. But
Rosario's
gonna,
not too much to overcome.
It's
but
not.
I think
I'm
yeah,
gonna,
if they signed Paxton, oh, that'd be huge. Paxton
yeah,
would be huge.
Be big.
When healthy, Paxton's very good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Twins Braves, I'd love to see it.
Oh, just like when Herbeck pulled him off the bag
yep.
back in 77.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
A little rematch in 91.
Was it 91? I'm going to agree with you. I think if the Yankees stay healthy, it's the Yankees. Because
big
they have
if.
The best
big if again.
The best roster in baseball.
There's two big ifs.
Big if.
AL.
And if the Twins make a big splash, I'm going Twins.
Okay.
But I have to give a shout-out to the White Sox because their roster is so good. Even though
they're
I'm a White Sox hater,
be, yeah,
I think
are.
They could compete for a World Series this year.
They could. They could. I don't think. I'm not going to pick them,
but
they very well
them,
could.
They very
if
well
they
could.
Ended up there, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yep.
Nope.
Yep. All right. Well, I think that's all we got. That was fun.
That was fun. Thank you for
having
me on.
I like talking baseball. I appreciate it. All right. Peace.